We're just talking about generations, and we've got a, I don't know if he's a friend of the show, but a guy we have on from time to time that can probably speak for Generation Z, and he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. He may even be on spring break this week, I'm not sure, but it's Dylan, the argumentative teen. Good morning, Dylan.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Doing fine, just tugging on a bull.
Oh, energy drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you on
your spring? Your generation is a bunch of flying douche nuggets, man.
I'm sorry?
Your generation is a bunch of flying douche nuggets. What have you guys ever done?
Well, you're talking to Gen Xers and baby boomers here. I think we've done a lot.
We're talking to Gen Xers and baby boomers.
Hey, Dylan, it's Mike Ducey from Fox 4. I'm the baby boomer. Just to check in.
Right.
How you doing?
Here comes the douchey Mike Ducey. What's your generation called, Mike? Generation butt wipe?
baby boomers, actually. But close.
Yeah, well, I'm Generation Z, and I'm here to stay, man.
So you feel like you have the best generation?
Dude, we're more kick-ass than your generation. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so...
So what?
It's just so. Oh, you don't understand that hip talk, do you?
Oh, no,
you don't understand it because you're too busy messing with your colostomy bag or whatever.
Well, now you're still in high school, right?
Hold on a second. I'm Snapchatting.
Oh.
Sorry. All right, go ahead. What's that now?
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt your Snapchat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't mean to interrupt.
So you're still in high school, right?
Yeah.
You got a lot of attitude for a high schooler.
Attitude or greatness? What do you mean to say there? You guys are just jealous because you didn't have as much accessible porn as my generation. That's what Ducey said on the 9 o'clock last night.
Well, you know that we have a 9 o'clock. I appreciate that.
Hold on. I'm gramming.
Oh.
Gramming pretty hard. Hold on. All right. Cool.
Yeah, they say a trademark of Gen Z is that you're really into social media, and that's what people will remember about your generation. Are you okay with that?
Are you okay with that? Please tell us, young person. Please tell us. We want to know what is hip. We want to know what is going on. That's you, man. That what I was just doing was you. Look, the only thing all generations have in common is overpraising alcohol abuse. Other than that, we got nothing in common. There are no commonalities that we have other than that. Hell, our bodies are even different.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the human form. It even evolves generation to generation.
Mm. How so?
Our generation's hotter, thinner. Your generation has a bunch of pot bellies and stuff.
That may have to do with aging. You may get there one day.
Wasn't Jesus like a baby boomer or something?
No, not exactly.
Well, what was he?
I'm not exactly sure what his generation was called.
I think he was one of the founders.
The Son of God generation? Something like that. What did the greatest generation ever do?
Well, as Mike mentioned, they won World War II, which is a pretty big bullet point.
What is World War II? Is that like a new game or something? PS3 or Xbox.
That is a knock on your generation that you don't really know anything about history.
Do we have to?
Well,
I mean, we got here just fine without knowing anything about it.
Well, it can help.
Help with what? Help me score with get some tail.
That generation's the reason you can use up all your parents' cellular data Snapchatting right.
You're not showing Mr. Ducey much respect.
Why should anyone show Mike Ducey any respect? Complete tool. Hey, Mike, why don't you go fart in your fart commode?
You know, we're gonna get your parents on the line and tell them.
Get your parents on the line.
Because you still live with them, right?
Say.
You're still dependent upon your parents.
Whatever.
You still live at home with mommy.
Stop sweating me, man. Why are you sweating me?
All right. It's as usual, we're getting nowhere with you. We'll let you get off to high school.
Please, we're getting nowhere with you. Can you change my feeding tube? Oh, I'm Craig.
Don't be late for class, you little twerp.
Yeah, why don't you F off? What do you think about that?
God. All right, I'm going to make sure they spank you.
Podcast,
I'm going to make sure they spank you at school today.
Okay. Yeah.
God. Dylan. Everybody hates Dylan, the argumentative teen.
You went from a colostomy bag to a feeding tube in about 7 minutes there.